Thousands of Alaska seniors got a letter from the state last week informing them that their monthly benefits would be cut in half. Around 50 seniors in Haines rely on the monthly allowance that got chopped. The monthly reduction goes into effect today. Almost 12,000 senior Alaskans receive the state money through the Senior Benefits Program, and almost half of those get the allotment that's getting cut. There are three tiers of senior benefits. Those eligible who fall into the highest income bracket receive $125 monthly. That's the portion that, as of March 1st, is cut to $47. According to the Division of Public Assistance, 49 Haines seniors and one in Skagway will be directly affected. 71-year-old Diana Kelm has lived in Haines for the better part of 20 years. She moved here after retiring from a state job in Juneau. Monday, sitting at her kitchen table, she pulled out the letter she got last week. She says the cuts came as a total shock.
That's the first I heard. Then they had the audacity to send me an application to reapply. Forget it.
The cuts are part of last year's budget reductions. More cuts proposed last week in the House Finance Subcommittee suggested eliminating that top tier altogether, leaving the program intact for seniors whose income falls at or below federal poverty guidelines. Those individual seniors who have an income of less than around $1,200 a month will continue to receive monthly benefits of $175 or $250. Denise Daniello is the director of the Alaska Commission on Aging, a division of the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services. She says the decision to cut the third tier by more than half was a reasonable offer for seniors living with the least amount of income.
The payment, you know, reduction was confined to the highest income level in order to protect the most vulnerable who are at the lower income levels. You know, we're very, very concerned, of course, and we're advocating to restore some of those funds at least. It'd be nice to have it all restored, because it's going to affect a lot of people.
Daniello encourages concerned residents to call in this week during the House Finance Committee's public testimony period.
It's an important program for seniors, and seniors definitely use that money to cover basic life necessities.
As for Kelm, she says she's able to live comfortably on her retirement. She no longer has mortgage payments, and she does not own a car. But the cut to her benefit still stings.
I'm not a person of a lot of wants. So I cover my expenses. I have a little extra in case something happens, you know. The $125 a month sometimes gave me a little bit of leeway for extras.
She says she lives frugally and she's happy. And she adds extra money that she does manage to squirrel away often goes back into the community by way of donations to local nonprofits. Those contributions are the first things to go, Kelm says, because there's simply nothing else she can cut out. On a recent afternoon, Josie Johnson was at the Haines Senior Center for lunch. She didn't want to be recorded for this story, but she says she uses a lot of her monthly benefit to drive into town from Clukwan for lunch at the center twice a week. Johnson falls in the middle tier, so her monthly check is safe for now. But she says she fears it's only a matter of time before it gets cut, too. She says it's a wait-and-see situation. Senior Center Manager Cindy Jackson says seniors at the center have been talking about the cuts a lot, and even those who are not affected are upset at the development. Jackson told KHNS that one couple even offered to donate money for rides to those who might have to cut out basic necessities. Margaret Siebens is the independent living advocate and benefits specialist at Southeast Alaska Independent Living in Haines. She says she works with seniors every day who rely on the benefit for things like groceries and supplemental health insurance.
I'd say all the senior citizens that we work with that qualify for the senior benefit, that money is already spoken for living expenses. It's really going to impact some budgets out there.
Steven says most are on a limited income and budget down to the nickel. So for many, even $50 is a harsh blow to the pocketbook. Back out on Beach Road, Kelm says so many seniors volunteer and contribute to the community, and it's disheartening when they're overlooked.
I think it's denying the value that seniors have to their communities. We have people who are seniors who are very significant contributing members. And it's not to turn them out to pasture. They don't live in rocking chairs anymore.
Over the last 4 years, the caseload for the senior benefits program has increased by more than 1,000 seniors. And unless Alaska legislators vote to reauthorize funding, the senior benefits program, which began in its current form in 2007, is set to expire in June 2018. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.